Email todayradio@rte.ie.
Now, the HSE has recently released guidelines asking young people to choose having sex online or over the phone to stop the spread of COVID-19. The Play It Safe campaign comes after an increase in the young people who have contacted COVID-19 as restrictions were eased in recent weeks. So leaflets are to be provided in local pharmacies across the country in the hopes that it might help to stop the spread of the virus. Well, joining me now to discuss this further is pharmacist Kate O'Connell. Kate, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Sarah.
So what did you make of this when you saw the HSE guidelines regarding sex and COVID-19?
Well, I came back from a few weeks off to work and I opened the leaflet and had a read. And I was very excited, obviously, to see the rollout of contraception as one of the commitments post the repeal of the AIDS. And then there was a supplementary leaflet in with the free condom pack and had a read. So I suppose I found not much of the information very useful, and obviously the provision of a free condom is to be welcomed. But in terms of the way the guidelines perhaps could be portrayed, I can understand why there was a lot of sort of traffic on Twitter about it yesterday, because you know you could interpret some of the sentences in particular ways, and is there a necessity to direct people in such ways? Have they not the capacity to do that themselves? So, but I do think overall it's a very good leaflet, and it's to be welcomed. But part of a smaller, a small part of a larger campaign in terms of comprehensive contraception for the wider population.
Okay, and in terms of the examples that you thought maybe could have been interpreted in different ways for people who may not have seen the leaflet, what are you talking about?
Well, there's information on the leaflet about washing your hands 20 seconds, and you're not sure if it's 20 seconds. You could read it 20 seconds perhaps before sex, so, you know, like very exact dimensions. And also you have to, you know, consider the fact the people that this leaflet is directed towards, are they actually going to take it out and go through it together as a couple to make sure that their encounter is COVID-proofed insofar as is possible? So while the idea is noble in terms of translating to actual practical application, and there's some really good information that should be there anyway without COVID, but you know, some of the information is maybe unnecessary. But on sexualwellbeing.ie, which is the sort of parent website, there is really, really good information. And to my mind, it appears the bullet points were taken from that site and perhaps some of the message was lost in the distillation of the message. But it is a really good initiative and it is to be welcomed.
Yeah, the guidelines state that people should consider online sex or to masturbate. Do you reckon people will engage more in that, online sex or masturbation, to stop the spread of the virus on the back of the guidelines and the leaflet?
I don't know. It's not something that people would generally come in and discuss with me as a pharmacist. But and I'm not sure that a HSE leaflet directing people to avail of those sorts of facilities. I mean, you know, I'm not sure if people are going to use that leaflet and go, oh, there's my problem solved. I'll go online. I'm sure people have the capacity to do that anyway. But I mean, it is welcome that such issues are now being openly discussed. You know, it's well versed our poor sex education program in schools, that things are not spoken about. And it's very important that, especially during the initial phases of the pandemic, that community pharmacies had an open service that was non-judgmental. And many of us had to deal with issues that really were, you know, would have in normal times been issues that GPs would have dealt with. So the message really is that pharmacists are there. We have a service, we offer advice on STI prevention, and we are dispensing contraception and emergency contraception, and we offer a non-judgmental service, and we are available if advice is required. But sexualwellbeing.ie is a really comprehensive website.
And I just wonder, Kate, because the HSE and the Irish Pharmacy Union are going to be using social media to encourage young people to talk to their pharmacist if they have any concerns or questions regarding their sexual health. Is that something that, as you say, people have been coming to pharmacists during the pandemic a little more like they would have been going to their GPs? Is this particular issue around sex and COVID-19 and how to deal with the challenges there for people, is that something that people are talking to you about?
Well, I mean, you know, when you're in the middle of a lockdown and you're, I mean, I'm operating a busy late night 365 days a year city pharmacy, So obviously demographics, it really depends on, you know, what your population is. But, you know, when there's a lockdown and you're dispensing tons of morning after pills, you know, you kind of go, is there a piece of education that's needed here?
Do we have to actually
spell it out, you know? But that said, you know, it's not our role as a community pharmacist to judge anyone or ask particular questions. We're there for advice and we're there to advise people that perhaps the NPHET guidelines supersede everything. If you have, to my mind, a sexual encounter with somebody that you do not know perhaps who they are, and perhaps you haven't met them before, and you don't know where they've been or where they're going, that you have a duty to protect your family and those around you. And to my mind, you have to isolate for 2 weeks. So, you know, those official HSE guidelines to protect everybody in this new COVID world that we live in still are there. And the reality is that if we're being advised to wear masks, well, then we can't be going around kissing anybody that we choose. So, you know, there is a logic here. There's personal responsibility. But also, as healthcare professionals, we have a responsibility to reduce risk and to help people, all people. This is not just aimed at young people. This is aimed at everybody, about better sexual health, which is part of our wider public health picture in the new COVID times.
We do have a couple of texts in here in relation to it. Niall said that he thinks the recent HSE sex guidelines sound like a Father Ted episode. Another person says no doubt youngsters are sniggering to kingdom come about these sexual guidelines. You mentioned other resources, Kate, that you think are also useful.
Well, we have, and there's plenty of information out there. There is, there was a program of PrEP launched, which reduces the risk of transmission of HIV. And also, there's actually an important piece that anybody that's listening that's on PrEP, actually, this morning, that on sexualwellbeing.ie, especially the gay community, that it offers no protection against COVID. There's a little bit of movement on social media, which is false, and that information is up on sexualwellbeing.ie. Okay. But there's a wealth of information out there.
Right.
But, you know, if we're wearing masks, we shouldn't be going around within 2 metres of people. And if you are having a sexual encounter with somebody in person, that will obviously breach the 2 metre guidelines.
Okay, Kate O'Connell, we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you very much for joining me this morning. That's Kate O'Connell, pharmacist.
Today with Sarah McInerney on RTE Radio 1.